Right, this is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 14 of Drinking the Water and Eating. Let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to bless this service. Father, we thank and praise you for your word. We thank you for all the covenant that you have with the house of David. And we thank you, Father, because we are the house of David today. We thank and praise you, Lord, because it's an everlasting covenant that you have with us, the sure mercies of David. So, Lord, we ask that everyone, that you touch everyone's heart that's listening to this tape, and let the words enter into them, your promises, your covenant, and the requirement of our being able to receive this covenant and to keep the covenant of the sure mercies of David by our simply eating and drinking the water and eating from the tree of life. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, go ahead.
The sure mercies of David. In the ending chapters, Isaiah 55:3, God tells us, quote, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Just as the statute and ordinance were made with the drinking in Exodus 15, an everlasting covenant is made with the call to the thirsty ones to come to the waters and eat. As we are drinking and eating, an everlasting covenant is made. This covenant
is... You want to read that from Isaiah 55?
Yes.
Okay.
Isaiah 55:3, Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
Amen. Okay. Then what?
This covenant is a contract, promise, or agreement signed by the Lord to us.
You know what that covenant is? Anybody? We need to study the Bible more. It's the insurance that we have if we eat. It's all providing on whether we eat and drink. We drink from the river and eat from the tree of life. It is the everlasting covenant, is the divine life. To be able to possess the divine life. Because this has to be done every day. We have to eat and drink. If we don't eat and drink on a daily basis, drink from the river and eat from the tree, then we lose life. We lose God's life. It's just, that's it. In order for us to live, our bodies to live, we have to eat the necessary food to keep our bodies alive. And in order to keep our soul alive, in order to keep our spirit alive, we have to go to the water to eat and to drink every single day and all throughout the day. This is why those who keep their mind stayed upon the Lord have perfect peace and a sound mind, and they're like trees that are planted by the living water. They stay there at the water to drink from the river, and they stay there to eat from the tree. We're to meditate on the water and the food both day and night. And this is a statute, a precept, and a command for life throughout the entire Bible. So you should study the Bible to see. This is the sure mercies of David are only given to those who eat and drink daily. This doesn't apply to everybody that sits in a church at all. It's only those that are in the church that are churches, and they're only churches by eating at the river. Okay, let's keep going.
The Lord becomes bound to us.
Yeah, if we're eating and drinking, we're bound together. In no other way is there a binding between the Lord and ourselves. It's amazing how people, when they hear a message, they feel that they have it all, but there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of messages that you haven't heard yet. And it's amazing how haughty and how soon it is that people forget the last message. And the Bible keeps pounding the same message Here it is now. We have it from Exodus, from Genesis. In Genesis, we have the tree of life, and we have the river. And in Exodus, we have the water, the river. We have the food. We have salvation. We have in Isaiah and Zechariah, all throughout the entire Old Testament. And then soon I'm going to be preaching on the New Testament, how that the life is manifested to the entire world there, and that the Old Testament is made plain through the New Testament. But again, I'm saying that the entire Old Testament and New Testament are one Bible. They're not two different Bibles. Because in order to understand the New Testament, you have to know the Old. And in order to know the New Testament, you have to know the Old. And in order to know the Old Testament really well, you have to know the New. It's all one book, only one book. It's all the Word of God. Okay, then what?
When we give ourselves to the Lord to drink, so we are able to also eat the food, the Lord makes an everlasting covenant with us.
It never ends. It's like, there's your eternal security. Your eternal security is only if you eat and drink daily. Otherwise, the life leaves you. It's gone. A person received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've seen this happen many times. And they think they've got it made, that they're sealed into heaven. And they become... They go backward and they forget to drink and eat every day. They seek it until they have it, and then they don't renew their spirits every day. And they fall away. The life of the Lord departs from them. Just like your life will depart from you if you don't eat and drink the food that's necessary for your temporal body. Okay, keep going.
The Lord makes an everlasting covenant with us, which means that we have a secured, constant, pleasurable enjoyment.
Yes, with the Lord in communion. If you're not eating and drinking every day, you say, Lord, I don't want to communicate with you. You're nothing to me. I don't care about your life. I don't care about what you want me to do today. I don't want to pay any mind to something I don't believe in. I don't believe you're hearing me. I don't believe that you want us to come unto you. I don't believe anything. And so therefore, I really don't care if your life departs from me. That's what you're saying without saying it with your words. You're saying it by your deeds. And so there's no everlasting covenant. The covenant belongs to those that meditate upon the Lord both day and night. They're the ones that are like trees that are planted by the living water. People need to understand the Bible and to apply it every day, to drink and go to the river and eat every day and throughout the day. Well, that's just too much to do. We have too, this world here is more important to us. And what we are doing is far more important than talking to, just mere God, to mere Jesus, to mere Holy Spirit. Well, you are sowing that God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are mirror to you. And God's going to show you how mirror you are to Him when you stand before Him on the judgment day, which is coming up very soon. The world had no idea that God was going to visit them in the days of Noah. What a surprise it was for them. They thought that it was going to go on forever and that the earth is just spinning around. And they were not aware of the time of the visitation of the Lord, where there was only going to be just Noah, his wife, and his three sons and their wives saved. And the Lord says that at least half the church, if we're going to go by the parable of the 10 virgins, only half of the church was taken. The other were left behind. Another thing, too, is that the Bible says that I have somewhat of a cold. It's drying up right now, but my voice is definitely lowered. But the Lord tells us that He's going to come as a thief. And so there are many people that are sleeping today that are not aware of the hour, the time that they're living in. And they don't realize how near it is to the coming of the Lord, where everybody will visibly see him in the eastern sky. The Bible says that it doesn't make any difference what sky. He's going to be seen in the east, the west, the south, and the north. And people, he said, would be as they are in the days of Noah, that they wouldn't be aware of the time of his coming. So the whole world is deceived into believing that you've got a long way to go. And what a surprise it's going to be for those of you who feel that way. What a surprise. But it will not be a surprise to those that eat and drink of his word, to eat his flesh and drink his blood, to go to the water, to those who go to the water to eat every day. Because eating and drinking are the same, in case you're confused. The Old and the New Testament are one, and eating and drinking are one. When you go to the river, you eat and drink. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's continue.
Our enjoyment of the Lord becomes constant, secured, and insured.
Right, we have eternal security if we're just eating and drinking at the river every day. Because we're like trees, we're eating from the tree of life, and so we become part of that tree. We're like trees that are planted by the living water. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
But again, this depends upon our constant eating and drinking. This everlasting covenant is the only insurance we have that will ensure our constant enjoyment of the same mercies of David.
The same mercies? How come it's the same mercies? Because the Lord is from the house of David, the Lion from the tribe of Judah, and we're from the same house of David if we are in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We are the house of David. And we are from the tribe of Judah. That is, but the Lord doesn't know those who don't eat and drink him. He doesn't know them, and he's going to say that to them on the day of judgment. They're going to say, Lord, Lord, when they see that they're being sent into hell. Did we not do, didn't we sit in the church? Weren't we typing? Weren't we a good file clerk? Weren't we joking and jiving all night? Weren't we watching the internet, which the Lord tells you not to? You very rarely see these kind of people reading the Bible, studying the Bible. They study the internet, the Miss America pageant, and things like that. That to them is godly. And what a surprise to be eating, drinking, surfeiting, marrying, giving in marriage. And the Bible tells us that people would be traveling to and fro. Tells of the horseless carriages with their lights blazing on the throughways or the freeways. That the Jews would be returned to their homeland. That happened in 48. Actually, it happened in 48. That's a long time ago. So people, there's songs that say, you better get ready. Get ready for the judgment day. Amen?
Amen.
How do you get ready? It's a simple thing. You have to go to the river and eat. Isn't that simple?
Yes.
And the Lord's going to say to people that say, it was so complicated. We never did understand it. You understand how to go to the refrigerator and to the pantry and to the freezer and to restaurants. You know how to eat. Eating at the river of life is a lot easier than preparing food, because the food is already prepared for you. You don't even have to buy it. Amen?
Amen.
It's free. So there's no excuse to anybody. It is the simplicity of the gospel that causes people to stumble and fall into, and stumble. And stumbling, it means that you go into hell. And it doesn't make any difference. You say, I've been in the church 30 years, Lord, or 20 years, or 15 years, whatever. I was born here. That doesn't cut any ice with the Lord. You got a bunch of teenagers that think that they're smart, and they're not smart. I can see that they're not, because I can judge a tree by the fruit. I'm legally blind, which means I'm blind enough to where I could get blind aid if I wanted to, which I don't do. But I very well can go out and judge a tree by the fruit that's on. I can see that's an orange tree when I'm out in Southern California or Florida. And that's a lemon tree and a grapefruit tree when I'm there or in Israel. That's a pomegranate tree because it has pomegranates on it. It's doing the work of a pomegranate tree. And I can tell phonies when I see them too, where they don't do the work of the Lord. They don't drink and they don't eat. They don't go to the river. And I'm just, the Lord just has people on earth warning people of the wrath that is to come to those that are sitting in the house of the Lord. He says, I'm going to judge you first. Judgment begins first at the house of the Lord. And few there be. So many people would be so surprised when they see the wrath coming, then they're going to be saying, oh Lord, give me another chance. Let me get into your word, I'll do it. And there won't be any chance, the Lord says, in his word. Now maybe you feel that you know the word so well and you've twisted the Bible to mean whatever, but if you open up the pages, you'll see that what I'm saying to you is the truth. Okay, let's continue on with the message here.
The sure mercies of David are all, everything the Lord is for the house of David.
You know, what is he to the house of David? I just told you a few minutes ago. He's eternal divine life to the house of David. See how quickly you forget? That's the sure mercies of the Lord. People will be praying for mercy. And they know that they don't have the sure, positively insurance policy of eternal life. But the Lord gives it to everyone that goes to the river to drink. Then what?
Everything that the Lord is as mercies to the house of David is our second portion by an everlasting covenant. We are able to know by our fellowship with the Lord thus far that the divine life is always involved with the matters of drinking and eating.
Right, if you're drinking and eating, you have fellowship with the Lord. And if you're not hearing from the Lord, and if you're not talking to him and he's not talking to you, then you don't have the sure mercies of David. Well, you mean to say that everyone that eats and drinks will be able to communicate with the Lord? That's exactly what the Bible says. Not just me, I just preached the Bible, I didn't write it. And if you're not hearing from the Lord, then judge yourself. People don't realize, they say it's wrong to judge, but people are always judging of who they want to be married to. They look at them and see, do I like this female's looks, or do I like the way she walks and talks, and all these carnal different things that people always judge people by. Do I look good? Is my hair right? Or it's should I go get a wig? Or should I dye my hair? Or should I do this or that? You're always judging, and everybody does it, or judging what you should eat today, because all of man's ways are judgment too. They're judging everything. Is this female sexy enough for me? Is this male, this man, sexy man, is he the right age group? Is she the right age? You know, people are primarily not interested at all as who the Lord wants them to marry. So they're doing the judging instead of eating at the river and asking the Lord what to do. They don't care anything about communicating to the Lord for the right answer. Because they don't want, they're afraid God's going to tell them to marry somebody that they don't really deem to be as good as they are, as wonderful. And therefore, you're doing your own judgment. Now, all of God's ways are judgment too, but he judges righteously. Okay, let's go.
If we do not drink or eat, life is lost.
Absolutely lost. You have no life. Then what?
The divine life is in the tree and in the river.
Yeah. Nowhere else is there any divine life except in the tree and in the river. That's it. So it's made simple. You don't have to hunt around where the divine life is. When I first got saved, I wanted to find out what God wants me to do. And the last place I thought it would be in the Bible, because there's so many of them. I just figured that the average person is stupid. And if that were the right thing to do, there wouldn't be so many Bibles. So I went into just looking into all different other kind of religions and different people that everyone said was, the hippies said, like Paramahansa Yogananda and people like that. And I found out that they were just all dry, and they were not the truth, because I remember how the Lord had threatened me with my life in the pits of hell when he was showing me those visions that I had. And so finally I opened up the Bible and I saw it there. And the Lord really showed me the truth. And I've passed that truth on to you and millions of people. And so there's no excuse. It's a simple thing. Salvation is extremely simple. And to be able to have the security, the insurance policy that you want, so that you can be happy on a continuous basis every day. You can be full of the enjoyment of the Lord. Well, what do you mean, enjoying the Lord? That means to fellowship with him. If you're not fellowshipping with him, it's no wonder you got a long face. No wonder you're all wet. No wonder you're watching stupid things and have your heart set on all the ridiculous, stupid things of this world. The Lord says to everything in this world is evil. Amen?
Amen.
It's lust. He wants you to lust after him. And if you don't want to be with him here, I've heard people say, different ministers say, well, you'd absolutely hate heaven. Because if you're bored with him here, what would it be for you to be locked up with him in heaven forever? They didn't put it exactly that way. So if you're that bored with him here, he just sends people to a special place that he has enlarged in these last days. It's called the Lake of Fire, hell and the Lake of Fire, where there's weeping, wailing, gnashing on teeth, and gnawing on your tongue. Okay, and then what else?
The divine life is in the tree and in the river, and we receive this life by drinking and eating.
But people have deaf ears. They don't want to go to the river and hear his words. You set all of his words, all of his reproof at naught. It's nothing. And so you've run out of the Holy Spirit. You've run out of life. It's like if you're driving a car down the desert. This is a very poor example, but it's very... And you'd run out of gas in the middle of the desert someplace without any water and no traffic. This is much worse if you run out of the Holy Spirit. Because hell and the lake of fire is forever. Okay, then what?
Whenever we come to the waters, we receive not only the waters, but we receive also the food. When we eat and drink the Lord, he makes an everlasting covenant with us.
Yeah, when we eat and drink the Lord, that's when he makes the everlasting covenant, the sure mercies of David. That's what the Bible says. That's what his holy word, and the word became flesh and dwelt among the people in that day, and he's now dwelling in people, those that eat and drink. Why should he live in a person that's unruly and disobedient and just full of their own ways? He will not. His life departs from anyone like that. Then what?
This covenant is the Lord's agreement or insurance policy, whereby all the mercies of David become sure to us. The sure mercies of David are secured, insured, and guaranteed by his everlasting promise or covenant. All the Lord has ever been is the same today. It's the sure mercies to the house of David.
He is everything he was before. He is today to those that are of the house of David. Those that go to the river and eat and drink. Keep going.
We are the house of David.
We are the house of David, those of us that eat and drink at the river. And what?
Yes, today we are the house of David, eating and drinking, enjoying the sure mercies of David, which are the manifold riches of the divine life.
Yeah, that's what the mercies of David are. What? Repeat that again.
The manifold riches of the divine life.
The many riches of the divine life. That's what the sure mercies of David are. And the insurance policy that you have eternal life. Read the line before on that line again, please.
Okay. Yes, today we are the house of David, eating and drinking, enjoying the sure mercies of David, which are the manifold riches of the divine life, the life which is also eternal.
Right, so yesterday you thought you knew it all. And then today here's another message, and I see conviction over the faces of some of the people. And I pray that that conviction doesn't go to waste, that people say, oh, now I see the light. Now I'm going to go to the river to eat and to drink. And remember, eating and drinking is the same. We have to eat the Lord's flesh and drink his blood. We have to eat from the tree of life, and drink from the river. Both of them are the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. The Lord bless you.